Hidden with Christ Ministries presents Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of life. Now here's Rita with today's message.
Hello friends, this week we've been studying what the Bible says about envy. In Galatians 5:26, we are exhorted in this way, "Let us not be desirous of vainglory, provoking one another, envying one another." And in James it says, "But if you have bitter envying and strife in your hearts, glory not and lie not against the truth." And then in the 16th verse, James writes, "For where envy and strife is, there is confusion and every evil work." There are many other scriptures in the New Testament, including several in the book of Romans, that tell us that envy is a work of the flesh to be avoided, a sin in the eyes of God. James tells us that it brings about confusion and every evil work. So you could say, coming in on the tail of envy will be other sins, worse even than envy itself. And we see this portrayed very vividly throughout the Bible when we look at Bible characters who stumbled in the area of envy. In Genesis chapter 30, we find a very interesting reference to the sin of envy, and it's in the life of Rachel, the wife of Jacob. As you will recall, Jacob agreed with Rachel's father Laban to serve 7 years for her hand in marriage. And then Laban tricked him and gave him Leah, the older daughter, instead. When he woke up the morning after the wedding night, there was Leah and not Rachel. So then with some negotiations, he ended up with Rachel as his wife as well. Well, Leah, the unloved wife, conceived and bore 4 sons to Jacob. And in the first verse of chapter 30, we find Rachel's response to that very situation. "Now, when Rachel saw that she bore Jacob no children, Rachel envied her sister and said to Jacob, 'Give me children or else I die.'" Rachel was envious because her sister had borne 4 sons to Jacob and she had been unable to bear children up to that point. Rachel was unable to rejoice over the births of her sister's children because she was so focused on her own lack that she became envious of the blessing or prosperity that Leah was experiencing. One very definite sign that envy is working in your life is if you are unable to rejoice when someone else is rejoicing over a blessing that's come into their life. Envy can be defined as having a feeling of displeasure that's produced when you witness or hear about the blessing or success or prosperity or advantage that someone else has gained. A second instance of envy that we find is in chapter 31 of Genesis. And here we find that envy can run in a family, so to speak. You could say there could be a generational sin of envy, as there can be other generational sin patterns in families. Remember, Rachel was the daughter of Laban. And here in Genesis chapter 31, it says, "Now Jacob heard the words of Laban's sons, saying, 'Jacob has taken away all that was our father's, and from what was our father's he has acquired all this wealth.'" Those words were words of envy. Laban's sons were the brothers of Rachel. They were envious because Jacob had started to prosper and had large flocks and herds, camels, donkeys, and servants. How had that happened? Jacob had made an agreement with Laban that his wages would be a certain part of the flock, the ones that were speckled or spotted among the goats and the sheep. And God blessed Jacob, and so the speckled and the spotted produced abundantly, and he became wealthy in terms of herds and flocks. But the word also tells us in chapter 30 that God had blessed Laban's flocks as well, just because of Jacob being there. He had prospered also. So Laban's sons, who would eventually inherit Laban's flocks and herds, had been prospered by Jacob's presence as well. And yet, we find that Laban's sons were envious of Jacob's prosperity. Instead of being thankful that they had prospered right along with Jacob because of his presence there and his work among the flocks and herds, they were envious that he had prospered too. Envy always has a feeling of displeasure when someone else is blessed or successful or prosperous, even if the person who feels it is prosperous themselves. I believe one key to fending off this sin of envy from rising in your own heart is by developing and cultivating a thankful and a contented spirit regarding your own personal circumstances, being thankful for what God has blessed you with. Because if you notice both of these Bible examples, in Rachel's case, she looked at her own situation. She wasn't thankful that she had a good husband named Jacob. She was just unthankful that she had no children. And in the case of Laban's sons, instead of being thankful for what prosperity they had acquired, they looked with envy upon the prosperity of Jacob. Cultivating a thankful heart and a heart of contentment will help you from being caught into the snare of envy. In Genesis chapter 37, we find the well-known story of Joseph and his brothers. Acts chapter 7, verse 9, commenting on the story in Genesis, says, "And the patriarchs, moved with envy, sold Joseph into Egypt." That scripture pinpoints the very root reason of why Joseph was sold into slavery. It all boiled down to the sin of envy in the hearts of his brothers. Joseph's brothers envied Joseph's special relationship with their father. They envied the fact that he did show them special favor. They also envied these dreams that he had, where he was in a position of authority, seemingly, and people were bowing to him. They were envious of Joseph in many ways. And it was this root sin of envy that drove them into further sin, the sin of hatred, where they began to hate him, despise him, to the point where they began to conspire as to how they could remove him from their lives. And then that conspiracy took the form of plotting his murder and covering it up by saying he was killed by a wild animal. But one of his brothers intervened and instead convinced the others to sell him into slavery to a traveling group of Ishmaelite traders that were on their way to Egypt. Agreeing, they sold him off as a slave. But it was envy that was the beginning or the starting place of that sin of betrayal. Envy brings in behind it, if it is not repented of, if it is not kept at bay, it will bring in behind it, or on its tail, so to speak, other sins more wicked than envy itself. Envy is a very dangerous sin for any believer. We have to be on guard against the sin of envy because it comes in a very subtle way, and that spirit of envy whispering into your ear tries to convince you that it's just a natural feeling or reaction when someone else seems to be receiving preferential treatment or blessing above and beyond what you've received, and it's natural to feel that way. But that's a lying spirit. The enemy wants to catch you in this trap of envy and then take you down to where hatred and even murderous thoughts arise. If you are struggling with the sin of envy today, I encourage you right now to confess it to the Lord as sin. Say, "Father, forgive me. I confess envy as sin. I ask you to cleanse me from this sin. I ask you to change my attitude toward that person. Help me to bless them and rejoice over their prosperity and their blessing and their success and the favorable treatment they're receiving, instead of allowing these feelings of envy to rise up in my heart. I nail them to the cross with Jesus until they're dead and gone out of my life." God wants you to live a life that's free from envy. That's all the time we have for today. This is Rita Langland encouraging you to live free from envy and have a victorious week. Hi, friends. This is Rita again. I want to take a minute and just invite you to prayerfully consider becoming a partner with Hidden with Christ Ministries as we reach around the world with the Word of God. This month, for our friends who send in a gift of $25 or more, we are offering a beautiful gift of the illustrated book of Acts. It is a fantastic gift for children or grandchildren. It has full color illustration in cartoon fashion of every single verse in the book of Acts in the NASB translation, and it is a wonderful gift that your family will just treasure. Times together reading and looking at the beautiful illustrations of the exciting adventures found in the book of Acts. Write to us today and let us know that you'd like to support Hidden with Christ Ministries, and with your gift of $25 or more, we'll send you this beautifully illustrated book of Acts. Thanks so much for listening. Have a great week. Hi, this is Rita Langland inviting you to consider becoming a partner with Hidden with Christ Ministries. Our partners are known as supply keepers. A supply keeper is one who helps to supply the temporal needs of a ministry that preaches the gospel over the radio waves around the world. Paul said about his own financial supporters that they were partakers of God's grace through partnership with him in the gospel. Would you like to be a partaker of God's grace by partnering with us to keep Keys to Victorious Christian Living on the air in your area? Then please call us at 1-866-HE-HEALS and ask for a supply keeper packet. We look forward to hearing from you.
Join us again weekdays at this same time for more practical truths from the Word of God on Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. To receive a free teaching tape, please check out our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Again, that's www.hiddenwithchrist.com, or you can write us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267. Again, that's P.O. Box 3267 in Tustin, California, 92781, USA. In the United States, you can call us toll-free at 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, that number is 1-866-HE-HEALS. We look forward to hearing from you.